This is Rob Long with Martini Shot on KCRW. When you're in the middle of production on a feature film or a television series, every day is planned out. That's because every day of production costs money, more money than every day of pre-production or post or any other time in a project's life cycle. So the key is, when you're producing, don't stop. Once you start up, you don't stop for anything, because stopping costs money. And anything that costs money eventually involves lawyers, who have a few interesting ways to describe cessations in production, most of them vague and elastic enough to require more lawyers and more billable hours to sort out. Now, a force majeure is pretty simple. It is, I think, an act of God or foreign enemy. So if it rains hellfire on Los Angeles, which, let's be honest, seems pretty likely, or if a foreign enemy decides to invade during pilot season, all bets are off. Although if a foreign enemy did invade during pilot season, I'm not sure it'd be such a bad thing. It's unlikely, say, that, and I'm just pulling them out of the air, I'm not saying they're an enemy, but if the Chinese invaded Hollywood right around now, I'm not sure they'd be as beholden to focus group testing as everyone else is around here. I mean, there would probably be a lot more six-hour nationalistic operas on prime time, but that might be worth it, so the rest of us never have to hear a focus group leader say, "The group really enjoyed the humor, but they enjoyed the funny lines more than the setup, so our recommendation is cut out the setups and just have the punchlines." Now, there's another legal category I like, one called a sudden and calamitous event, which describes anything that happens that isn't majeure but also wasn't avoidable or anyone's fault, meaning a thing happened, production was halted until that thing stopped happening, and then production resumed. Now, the point of all these categories, of course, is to figure out who doesn't have to get paid during the break in production. And the idea of language like sudden and majeure is, first, confuse the client, and second, create enough uncertainty so that no one has to get paid until the thing starts up again. But what reminded me about these sudden contingencies is, I'm in the middle of producing a television series that suffered a sudden and calamitous event in which our star was injured, and usually we could shoot around an injury, but this one was more sudden and calamitous in that he's unable to talk for another few weeks, and the one thing you really do need to do if you're the star of a comedy is talk. So production was suspended until he's back in action, and it's a pain in the neck, of course, but these things happen. No one died, no one's seriously ill, everybody's ready to get back to work. It's a sudden and calamitous event, of course. It was unavoidable, but you just roll with it. Now, on the other hand, I also just spent 9 months writing and producing a pilot and about $2.5 million studio dollars. And we're now at the mercy, as is everyone in the television pilot business, of 48 people rounded up in various places in Los Angeles, told to watch a pilot with dials in their hands and then asked a series of weirdly specific questions, the results of which will determine which actors get recast, which roles get cut entirely, which pilots go to series, and which series gets canceled. That's 48 people. In other words, in show business, we don't need a force majeure or a sudden and calamitous event to derail a production and cost a lot of money. We can do it ourselves. We call it market research. And that's all for this week. Next week, I take it all back. For KCRW, this is Rob Long.